a woman who is a maniac for the cleaning hacks, joins me now, best-selling author of Gaff Goddess, Decor Galore and Garment Goddess. Laura de Barra joins me to chat all things tough summer stains and how we tackle them. Let's start with clothes, Laura. It is August. Now, you think there'd be more sun, but still, we all know the sun cream stains. What do we do to avoid damage to our clothes?
It's usually just something that happens on whites. And what you can do is I will give it a soak in vinegar, usually a cup of vinegar for every 2 litres. That's going to lift that oxidisation that's happened through the stain.
Okay.
So, and then I'll go in with a bit of washing up liquid and air dry. The sun is such a great bleacher of whites.
So like when you're saying air dry, then, you know, a lot of people, they might be inclined to put them on the radiator, you know, put them in a bit of heat. Is that a no-no?
Yeah, quite often what happens there is heat can set stains. So when factories are dyeing fabrics, they'll use hot water and hot air to set the dye into it. So whenever you're doing stain removal, you just want to make sure you're not using any heat.
So let's talk then about, I suppose, white T-shirts. Because, you know, we all have that white T-shirt that's probably, you know, worn out that little bit too quickly because, you know, they have the yellow armpit stains that appear on them very fast. What can people do there to combat that?
So with that, our armpits basically have a different type of sweat gland to the rest of our body. It's apocrine sweat glands, and they have a more lipid-rich, more yellow-staining sweat. And it also takes longer to dry, so that's why we get body odour. And with that, you want to tackle it again with something acidic like vinegar. So what I'll usually do is soak the white T-shirt armpits in a bit of washing up liquid and water. That will take off any body oils, body product, like, you know, deodorant and body lotion. And then I will also leave it soak in, again, vinegar and water. After it's done about a half an hour, you just want to check the stain and then go back in for another half an hour if it hasn't lifted. And then I've got a full video of this on my Instagram as well if anyone's taking down notes. And you'll basically wash it off with, you leave it soaking in the vinegar, sorry, and then you'll put on some bicarbonate of vinegar after you've rinsed the vinegar out and leave it that onto it as well. Bicarb will basically soak up the discoloration and then you can wash as normal.
And is any particular type of vinegar? Because I often hear like things like this and I watch your stories and I'm thinking, oh, I must do that. But often I don't know what vinegar to use.
Yeah, it's distilled white vinegar. Basically the stuff that you put on chips. The stuff you can eat if it can go into your body.
Oh, I definitely have that.
It's fine for fibres and fine for your washing machine.
Okay, well that's brilliant to know because I definitely have that at home somewhere in the cupboard. So now I have no excuse to not do it. Okay, let's talk about yellow pillows. Okay, a bit gross, but let's be honest. We probably all have them in our households. We remove the pillowcase off and then you see the kind of stained pillow, a bit manky. But what causes that discoloration?
Again, it's just our sweat. Basically, the kind of sweat glands that we have where hair grows just has a different type of sweat that comes out of it. They think it's because it comes through the hair follicle first, and that's what makes it a richer type of sweat. So quite often, one person will be sweated than the other at night, and you'll notice their side of the bed is more yellow. It can be on sheets and stuff as well. So what you want to do here, pillows, you have to follow the washing guidelines on the pillow. If you don't know what it is, check where you bought them from. There will be some kind of guide online, usually from a brand. And whatever way you're washing it, you just want to add some distilled white vinegar to the load, and that will then be acidic enough to lift these stains.
Oh, and how often should we be changing our pillows realistically?
Oh, I'm always like reluctant to tell people how often they should clean stuff because everyone's lifestyles and time, the availability to be able to like clean and everything is different. But I would make sure you're doing it every season at least. But if you want to reduce that, you can just use pillow covers that have a zip on them and they will be able to be washed much more frequently and protect the pillow beneath.
And I'm just trying to count the amount of pillows that are currently on my bed. I think I have about 8 or 10 of them. So I could probably rotate my pillows as well to get extra length of time out of them. My producer needs to put, what? I was like, yeah, I love all the pillows. Because, you know, they're for show. They make the beds look lovely. Even though my husband is like, seriously, how many more pillows can you buy? I'm on a pillow buying ban at the moment. Okay, well, actually, now that we're talking about pillows, let's talk about silk pillowcases. Because these seem to be a trend at the moment. You know, are they any use? And how do you spot the legit ones?
So silk is really good for sleeping on because it's good for your hair, it's good for your skin, it's a natural fibre, it's breathable, it doesn't give you as many wrinkles as synthetic. Ooh. But the problem is a lot of brands these days, especially when there's a lot of online brands, they aren't people who necessarily have the education around fibres and fabrics that are selling them. You know, quite often it's like white goods, and they're not aware of the terminology they're supposed to be using. Mm-hmm. So silk and satin are two very different things. And a lot of times you're buying a satin pillowcase and not a silk pillowcase. So silk is a fibre. It comes from silkworms. That's the one that's glossy, breathable, antibacterial. Very good for people if they have acne sleeping on a satin, on a silk pillow. Satin is a weave. It's the way that the warp and the weft goes to give one shiny side and one dull side. And quite often it's made from polyester.
And often the price tag will normally be an indicator as well. You know, when they say if it's too good to be true, the price, it probably, you know, isn't what you think it is as well.
Yeah. But often with smaller brands, they're buying smaller quantities, which means they're able to charge a higher price for their margin. Oh. So sometimes you'll see £100 polyester satin pillowcase, and that's not antibacterial. Can be bad for your skin, bad for your hair, and people just don't realise because they think the high price is the indicator.
Yeah, see, there you go. We have to be vigilant. Right, we have to get to our questions because so many of the listeners have messaged in for you. Now, with a smelly kitchen drain is one of them. What to do with a smelly kitchen drain? I use vinegar and bread soda because I don't want to put down chemicals that will damage the septic tank balance, but it doesn't work. So Marie wants to know, have you any suggestions?
Yeah, the great thing of using bicarb and vinegar is that it's, as she's saying, non-toxic, and it's in your cupboards usually anyway. But if you're not finding that it works, I would be putting down some warm water to that, basically the pipe will expand slightly. Then I'd be putting down washing up liquid, a lot of it, let it drip down through the pipes, and then follow with more hot water. You don't want to do boiling water, just hot water, and then do your vinegar bicarb. You're trying to just move along whatever is smelly and stuck to the pipes first.
Right, Kieran is texting. How do you remove fake tan from the carpet? I've tried everything.
Oh, it'll depend what your carpet's made of. Natural fibres will hang on to that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But if anything is a dye in it, I always find hand sanitizer fantastic.
Oh.
So I would always try washing up liquid first on carpets. It responds really well to it. You can basically massage a little bit in and then get a really damp cloth and dab at it. But if you want to use hand sanitizer, you basically just use a white cloth, put hand sanitizer onto the stain and dab it, don't rub, and transfer the tan onto the white cloth.
There you go. You learn something new every day. I'm flabbergasted. Every day is a school day, Laura. Right. Yellow toilet bowl next. How do you get rid of the yellowish lime scale stains from the toilet bowl?
Vinegar again is fantastic for this. Oh, wow. Lime scale is basically a build-up of minerals and they need something acidic to attack it. So if you get just neat vinegar, throw it into your toilet bowl and leave it overnight, if especially good if someone doesn't use the toilet that night. And then you can just scrub and flush away. It'll eat into those minerals and it'll allow you to remove it. Otherwise, if you use bleach, you're just taking out the colour, but you're not removing the lime scale.
Okay, our final question. Lime scale on the shower doors. Please, Laura, how do you get the ground-in lime scale off the shower doors? I've tried everything, even WD-40. We have a water softener installed now. So if I can get them pristine again, they will stay that way, said Marion.
So the next time Marion makes herself a margarita, she's going to hold back half a lime.
Ooh.
And then if she massages that in circles into the lime scale, it will start to eat into it. You can also use vinegar, but I love to use, it's much kinder on everything, just a lime or a lemon, and you're just rubbing the inside of it off the lime scale, circular motions. Then I'll wipe down with the microfiber cloth, rinse it, another wipe, and then there might be some cloudy areas, go over them again, and it should be gone. If she's got a water softener, she'll be grand from here on in.
And any excuse to have a margarita as well.
Listen.
You don't need to tell me twice. I'm off home now to do the shower doors and to buy those limes. Laura Tabarra, thank you so much. You are a fountain of knowledge.